Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Many so-called positive thinkers criticize those preachers and teachers who warn the world and the church about the dangers we face. Those positive thinkers apparently believe that warnings are too negative and too discouraging. The great prophets of the Jewish covenant did not hesitate to warn God's people of impending danger. The Lord Himself gave Ezekiel the following message: "Son of man, I have made you a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word of my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him not warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at your hand." Ezekiel 3:16-18. The Apostle Paul reminded the Ephesian elders of his preaching at Ephesus. He then urged them, "Therefore watch and remember, that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn every one of you night and day with tears." Acts 20:31. During the days of Jeremiah, God told the Israelites, "This is a city that must be punished." Jeremiah 6:10. The Lord wanted His people to listen to the preaching of the prophets, but their ears were uncircumcised, and no one would take heed to what was being revealed about the future. Jeremiah 6:10. Because the children of God paid no attention to the warnings God had given them, Jeremiah said, "Therefore I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon my children in the street, and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with his wife shall be taken, and the aged with him that is full of days." Jeremiah 6:11. Jeremiah was full of fury or wrath because his hearers would not listen to what God was telling them. They apparently did not believe Jeremiah was speaking for the Lord, or maybe they just did not care. Did they belong to an ancient positive thinkers club? They did not want to hear bad news. About 150 years earlier, the prophet Isaiah told the Israelites, "This is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord." The Israelites said to Isaiah, "Tell the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. Get out of the way, turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One in Israel to cease from before us." Isaiah 30:9-11. It is very plain that God was angry with His people for their reprehensible behavior. The prophet Jeremiah shared that anger. The prophet's patience with the Israelites had reached its limits. He was weary of holding his anger in. Later, the prophet became so discouraged, he decided to cease speaking any more in the Lord's name. But the word of God was like a fire shut up in his bones, and he could not quit. Jeremiah 20:9. Jeremiah knew that God would pour out his wrath on all the people in the nation, the young men, the husbands and wives, the elderly, and the very aged. All the people would suffer because of their rebellion against the law of God. Furthermore, their houses shall be turned over to others, with their fields and wives together. "For I will stretch out my hands upon the inhabitants of the land," says the Lord. Jeremiah 6:12. We have to admit that Jeremiah's description of moral and spiritual conditions in Israel was not very comforting or inspiring. But all preachers whose purpose is to be faithful to the one who called them into his service must preach without fear or favor the whole counsel of God. We cannot compromise. We cannot negotiate. If we fail to warn our brothers and sisters in Christ and others, God will hold us accountable for our failure to live according to God's word. I do not want the blood of others on my hands in the judgment, do you? So we must preach the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you, and may God bless you.